Hello there. May I speak to Teresa?
This is she.
Thank you, ma'am. I hope you're doing well. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote? Definitely vote?
Yeah, I definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
31.
Thank you. 31. Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
White, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections in November 2024.
High.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means you are
10.
Extremely motivated to vote. 10, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or no, not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
A strong Republican, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied, not very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Is that correct? Thank you.
Yes.
What specifically makes you say that? In a few words, perhaps you can tell me so I can enter it into the survey. What makes you feel...
Overspending.
Okay.
Where you have no border security.
We are overspending.
System.
And no border security, you mentioned, right?
Correct.
Border security. And what was the last inflation and the economy?
And the education system, yeah.
Oh, education, you said. Okay, we're spending and the education system is not working well. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's enter that. Overspending, let me correct that. Let me see. Okay, let's move on. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I will mention a few issues, and you can choose that you talk to. Would it be criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds the bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Which two are the most important to you?
Protecting our freedom and democracy.
Protecting our democracy and freedoms, all right?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what people mean by that, but...
okay.
And then...
Would you like me to repeat some of them? It said criminal justice reform that stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues,
yeah.
Standing up against... fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, crime and violence.
Yeah, immigration and border security.
Okay, that will be your second one. Very well, let's move on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve of it.
A strongly approve, ma'am, or just on what approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What part of the country? Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. Now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't know what we're comparing it to.
Okay, so don't know how to answer that? The choices are getting
not
better,
really,
staying about the same, getting worse. Okay.
I mean, I think the idea of the race relations in our country is over-dramatized. I think I don't think we have as much of a race problem as people try to make it out to be.
I see. So would you like to enter don't know to this question, or do you want to choose one of the answers I provided before?
You said, are race relations getting better, worse, or are they
staying about the same? Yes.
I don't know.
Don't know? Very well.
Don't know
is an acceptable answer. We can accept that. Very well.
Okay.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Not often, not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. No.
Very well. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say often? Not often, not at all.
Okay. Not at all.
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I have the same rights as everyone else in this
same
country.
Rights? Very well.
Yeah.
I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, all right? If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden. How do you feel about Mr. Biden? 0 to 100.
Like 10.
10, all right. And how do you feel about Kamala Harris?
Like 2.
2?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Democratic Party?
Like 10.
10, all right. How do you feel about the NAACP?
I don't know, 50.
50, all right. Next one, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I know, I say it's there, so I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. Taylor Swift, yes. How do you feel about her?
50.
50, all right, thank you. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Like 60.
60?
Yeah, 60.
Okay, thank you. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
Like 90.
90, all right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know anything about that.
Never heard of that organization, or just have no opinion?
Can you say, what's it called?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Never heard
of it. Or just I haven't heard it. I don't know enough about it to be able to.
Sure. We'll enter that code that you don't know the organization. Very well.
Okay.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm not worried at all.
Thank you. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am? And the choices are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Yeah, I will read it again.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Okay. And we're
agree
going from
or
0 to 100?
No. This is agree or disagree. The choices are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
No, I would say I somewhat agree. Or I agree.
Somewhat.
I just agree.
Somewhat agree then. That's the choice.
Yeah.
Sure, very
sure.
Well. Next statement says, America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, but I guess we depend on the definition of diversity. But yeah, yes.
Correct. And that's why we have a strongly agree or somewhat agree. On the other side, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree. Which one is it in this case? America's diversity makes it stronger.
But what kind of diversity are we talking about?
I'm not supposed to add anything
someone
at all.
Someone agree is fine. I know. Someone agree is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far are we through this? Like, I want to keep going.
Let me check.
Okay.
We got a few questions there, but we're moving fast. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
I would disagree.
Disagree strongly, ma'am, or somewhat disagree?
I would somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
I disagree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Agree or disagree?
Artificial
intelligence. It's worded in a manner that is not very clear. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Agree or disagree?
I don't know
very well.
Don't know is an option. I would do that one.
Don't know. Sure. I mean, if you say don't know, we can accept that. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Would you agree or disagree?
We should do more to lessen income inequality. I think the government should get out of a lot of things. So I would disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
I'm sorry. If you said the government,
the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Should do more. I disagree.
Disagree strongly, or somewhat?
I would somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. Would you agree or disagree?
Do more. I think they should protect everyone's rights.
Yeah, it's worded that way. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. Would you agree or disagree?
Government should do more.
The government must do more to protect civil
rights.
Must
do more.
Yes.
Okay, so the government must do more to protect. I would say I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Very well.
I hope it doesn't come off rude. I just mean, like, I think we're already...
No. I mean,
for everyone.
It's your opinion that matters, man. There's no right or wrong answer.
In general,
do you support or oppose affirmative action programs?
I do not support.
Okay. Just let me read the whole thing because I'm supposed to read it how percent verbatim. Just bear with me.
Okay.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would that be support or oppose?
I would oppose affirmative action.
strongly opposed.
But the way they word it makes you feel bad about it.
I know. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you.